is the top rock and roll DJ. Do you play the top 40?
It's a self-image, Tom.
I understand. Do you play the top 40, or do you pick your own, or is it formatted for you, or how does that work?
No, it's about the top five. You hear them every 10 minutes. No, it's...
are you like this funny on the radio?
Oh, I'm hysterical.
I'll bet.
John Lennon, the amateur theologian, and his gang. KJR Classic 721. Be sure you're listening tomorrow for Chuck Boland's football predictions of the college games coming up this weekend. And don't forget, tomorrow night on my program, I start a new service. I'm going to start predicting the outcome of the fights after the high school games. Really, I am.
From the Big 89, Larry Lujack plays more hit music.
WLS.
212, Larry Lujack at WLS. Oh, boy, gang, it's cow joke time again here at the Big 89. You know what happened to the cow that drank ink? She mooed indigo. Gosh, that's funny. I'm laughing so hard, I'll have to stop for a minute here. Saying ball of confusion. The Temptations 232 with Lair Lujack at WLS. Chicago's Oscar Mayer plant is under pressure. Within 1 hour, the Oscar Mayer people have got to come up with 36,000 wieners just to keep Chicago happy, because you have elected the Oscar Mayer all-meat wiener number one in Chicago. Everybody loves this mild yet tasty all-meat wiener. It's number one at Wrigley Field, number one at summer picnics. Gosh, it's just a swell wiener. It's fun to put it in your mouth and bite down on it. And number one at the tables of Chicago. Will they make it? Can Oscar Mayer come up with enough all-meat wieners to satisfy Chicago? Yeah, man.
The deadline for having 1971 license plates on is only a little over a month away, midnight, Monday, February 15. And if you plan to apply for your plates by mail, application should be at the Secretary of State's office in Springfield no later than January 25th, which is only 25, take away 11. That's 2 weeks, gang, to allow for processing and delivery, because they mail them out third class, and that takes a little more time.
From the Big 89, the Larry Lujack Morning Show.
WLS Chicago.
In a completely unprecedented move, I have actually showed up for work on time today, leaving the entire audience stunned and amazed and gasping for breath. It's 5:05 in the Windy City at WLS.
It's called Top 40, but at most major market stations anymore, it's not actually 40 records. They've cut the playlist back. It's pretty tight. It's usually about 25, 26 records with some oldies sprinkled in, but it's no longer top 40 stations played the top 40 records, but most stations anymore have cut it back to about 25 or 20.
Is that frustrating for you? I mean, sometimes would you like to play something that you like?
Yeah, well, I'd like to get on and play nothing but Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard. But ain't much money playing Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard, so I play rock and roll.
Mitch Reiner and a Detroit Wheel. Devil with a blue dress on. I dig it because it's noisy, it's loud. And good golly, Miss Molly! Larry Lujack program is a wild orgy of habit, is an excitement here.
You cannot call rock music kid music anymore. It's not just kid music. Still, kids like it, but a girl who was a 15-year-old high school sophomore when Elvis came along with Heartbreak Hotel is now 35 years old, and a lot of them still like it. They like them loud guitars while they're mopping them floors.
It's what you were brought up with. That's what.
Yeah, I mean, everybody gets to be 35. I'm only 23 myself.
You've just lived hard, haven't you?
Hard life.
I don't want to know.
Elvis and Larry Lujack in Chicago, 515 at WLS.
Windy City weather.
Lyle, you want to give me the weather forecast? Lyle is mad at me now. And
first of all, Larry, I'd like to make a public apology about this noise. Very clumsy in the morning, and stumble over chairs and things like that.
Mind if I smoke?
Be my guest.
Want to hand me that weather forecast so I can read it? Thank you. Which one do I read? Oh, this one. This is really big
time. You just threw away your temperatures.
Big time radio.
Rip and read temperatures.
Here's the latest, I'll dig that out. Here's the latest weather from the WLS 50,000-watt wastebasket. Folks,
Oh, that's for Moline in St. Louis. Number. Light snow this morning here in Chicago. Later today, too. Is it snowing now? Lyle! Oh, who cares, Lyle said. Cloudy with light snow or snow flurries. It's going to be fair, a little warmer tomorrow with a high later today, 35, low this morning, 28. And in the Chicago Loop, right now it's dropped to 31 at WLS. In college basketball, Loyola's winning streak of one game in a row came to a screeching halt. Last night, Bowling Green 92, Loyola 78, so Loyola now has a season record of 3 wins and 20 losses. Wright Junior College beat Rock Valley 89-77. What do you want now?
I have a sports bulletin for you.
Lay it on us.
Okay, a 19-year-old physical education student named Ruth Faulkner has won the Olney England pancake race in a time of 68 seconds. Racers at Liberal, Kansas will try their bid on the pancake race, which is an annual event, later this morning. It just happened.
Shrove Tuesday today, you know.
Right.
Us religious fanatics all know that. Also, Joe Namath had the plaster cast removed from his injured right hand yesterday. He hurt his hand last October during a game with Baltimore, and he expects to be throwing a football again by April. I hope nobody figures out what I was laughing on concerning that one. But
Larry Lujak.
Okay, I'm going to settle down now and get this thing together. It's 18 minutes past 5 at WLS. Hey, didn't we just play this song? Yeah, hit the stop button. Emergency. Yeah, we just played that one, didn't we? Didn't we just play Elvis? Having got 14-15 in there? Or 14-16? You don't. Lyle! Did we just play the Elvis record? I'm pretty sure we did.
I don't listen to your show.
Yeah. Okay, 14... Engineer slams cartridge 14-16 in machine, and we... This is a Letterman. Yeah, from 1969.
You say we play the most music when your disc jockeys are no good.
That's right.
You know, if you got nothing else, you play the most music.
Super Jock! Larry Lujak at 2:59 from the Voice of Labor. With summer shirts, beach towels, concert tickets, sailboats, and tennis rackets, and many other prizes yet to come in the last contest at Super CFL.
Girls, you decided you wanted to look sexy, so you bought some new earrings, those kind that are just made for girls with pierced ears, and you put them on, but they fell off. And then you remembered you don't even have pierced ears, stupid broad. Well, Loesch's in LaGrange will have one of their licensed...
the clunk letter is a thing that I've been doing for a long time, many years. It's just, I pick out the dumbest letter I get every day, which is sometimes pretty tough to pick, and just read it over the air.
WCFL in Chicago, it's 5:30, time for the Larry Lujak clunk letters of the day. Da-da-da-da-da-da. This first one is from a young lady named Wendy, who writes, Dear Lair, comma... I must admit I don't always listen to your show. However, I promise I'll listen to it all the time and tell everyone else to if you would just have your picture removed from all those billboards. Boy, am I getting sick of seeing you everywhere I go. Sincerely yours, Wendy. I'm not sick of them. I think they're neat. However, I think you may get your wish anyway. Because there's... What corner is this back of the station? Spaceman. Kinsey and Dearborn, there's one there, which we can see from up here on the 16th floor of Marina City. I used to stand there and stare at that billboard for hours and hours. And today, this morning, I was just sitting in my office, and I said to myself, well, I think I'll go look at my billboard for a while. It wasn't there. It's gone. It's been replaced by one for the Flower and Garden Show. Are you ready for that? So I suppose the rest of them will be coming down soon, too. That's tragic.
Here's one from Patrick J. Michaels, who resides in South Milwaukee, Wisconsin, zip code 53172, writes... Let's see, now I lost the first page. Oh, yes, this is a long letter. Dear Lair, comma, the last contest. What a joke. How long has that thing been going on? How much longer will it go on? It's even worse that it is now a postcard contest. I was going out with this great-looking body from Chicago, and she is a last contest and super jock freak. Anyway, she sends in her 10,000 postcards every day, with me listed as the person to call. Then her uncle calls up pretending to be from CFL with her on the extension. What radio station do you listen to? The stupid voice on the other end of the line babbles as I cleverly reply, why? To which the moron replies, this is a contest. To which I again cleverly reply, oh, well, then this must be an AM station, which I don't listen to because of rotten commercials like girls with baby skin from Cox High School or how they wash their hair every day because they are greasy. In the meantime, the body gets on the horn and starts crying and screaming that I just lost her tens of thousands of dollars and that now she'll never be another Cookie Bernecki. So I told her to bury it, and CFL cost me a great body.
Rock it!
Oh, yeah, man. Music for your late afternoon trucking pleasure from WCFL. Larry Lujan at 409.
Larry, why don't you get into FM broadcasting? Are you giving me a wave
like
here?
The kind of people you find in FM. A lot of hippies and freaks in FM.
Larry Lujan gets you up and keeps you there.
WLS Chicago.
Put your radio a little closer. It's 8:35 in the Windy City at WLS. I'm in your radio, so I'll give your radio a big hug.
As the Carpenters on WLS and Laurie Lujack in the morning, it is 8:37, already up to 60 degrees in the loop. High today is going to be 80. Not far away, there is a country called the Land of Money. You need a special passport, though, but some of the people who have been there may be your neighbors, like Daniel Crook of Chicago, Mike Brill of North Lake. Their passport... their passport, or their port pass, or whatever. Beats and grubs! Sears, new-looking, old-feeling, stretchable jeans, flared the way you dig them. You can get into these regular $9 jeans for just $7 right now. Pick yours from a groovy collection of solids, strips, and patterns. I think they mean stripes here, but none of our copywriters can spell. They put strips.
From the city by the shore, another good day with Larry Lujack.
WLS Chicago.
Evidently, he didn't hear the first half hour. Matty Burger Shoes, featuring the latest spring footwear fashions, over 100,000 pairs at each location. Manny Burger Shoes.
Just bring your feet.
WLS.
Wear clean socks, too. It's 5:40 at WLS. Larry Lujack and Diana Ross, remember me. Big 89 Barnyard Report next. Diana Ross, remember me at WLS. Larry Lujack, 5:44. Good morning, prairie farmers across the fruited plain. Big pigs have a better chance. That's the headline. Here come the details. Pigs that are bigger at birth have a better chance of living to weaning than small piggies. University researchers found that 99% of pigs that weighed more than 4 pounds at birth lived to weaning, but only 57% of pigs weighing less than 2 pounds survived until weaning. Gosh, that was interesting. Now here are the prices. Estimated Chicago cattle receipts for today are 600 head of the Union Stockyards. Slaughter lamb prices were steady to 75 higher, topping at 26.25. Now here's an interesting story for all you orchard farmers who grow fruit. Dateline, Clearfield, Utah. Out in Clearfield, Utah, when police pick up marijuana or hash in a narcotics raid, they save it.
for this kid who was a half-school senior. He has this big project going where an experiment, he feeds it to fruit flies to study the effects of the drugs on them. And, of course, you're wondering, why do we need to know the effects of marijuana on fruit flies? I have no idea, but that is the report on fruit flies that's making contemporary barnyard news this morning. He says he feeds it to the fruit fly.
The body melts into the universe. The universe melts into the soundless voice. The sound melts into the all-shining light. And the light enters the bosom of infinite joy.
Larry Lujack! Larry Lujack! Larry Lujack! Larry Lujack! Super
job. I would like everybody in Chicago to know that I love all you teeny boppers, and I hope you listen to me, and I love all you ugly people, too. I sure do.
Larry Lujack, W.A.